This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everybody? My name is Russell, and I've been waiting all break to say this. What time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up on the first episode of 2022, Doctor Strange 2 trailer revealed, the Ghostbusters director passed away, the new Lord of the Rings TV series trailer revealed, and Halo composers sued Microsoft over unpaid royalties. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of Polygon, Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange sequel titled Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness has a new trailer that premiered during Monday's Super Bowl. Doctor Strange cast members Benedict Cumberbatch, Benedict Wong, Rachel McAdams, and Chiwetel Ejiofor are back along with newcomers Shortido Gomez playing America Chavez, Michael Stuhlbarg, Dr. Nicodemus West, and Elizabeth Olsen reprising her role as Wanda Maximoff from other MCU productions, including WandaVision. The first trailer dropped in December, and now we have a new look at the upcoming film. In the trailer, we see Strange continuing to grapple with the consequences of decisions he made earlier in the series, with the threat of the multiverse collapse looming. We see glimpses of Strange in handcuffs, apparently to face judgment for his decisions, culminating in a mysterious figure who sounds a lot like Patrick Stewart, saying we should tell him the truth. We also see more of Gomez as America Chavez, conflict arising between Strange and Ejiofor's Mordo, an evil version of Strange, and more of the role Wanda will play in the Strange sequel, no pun intended. Directed by the original Spider-Man trilogy director Sam Raimi, who replaced Doctor Strange director Scott Derrickson, and written by Loki showrunner Michael Waldron, who replaced Jade Halle-Bartlett, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is set to be released in theaters on the 5th of May. Up next, we have breaking news from IGN, with the news that Ivan Reitman, director of iconic action comedies Ghostbusters, Stripes, and Kindergarten Cop, has died at age of 75. Reitman passed away in his sleep at his California home on Saturday night, according to the Associated Press. A respected director and prolific producer, Reitman was best known for his work on a large number of widely celebrated comedies. Reitman initially hit the big time when he produced John Landis's college classic National Lampoon's Animal House, before going on to direct Meatballs, Stripes, and importantly, Ghostbusters and its sequel. Reitman went on to direct Arnold Schwarzenegger in a trio of action icons' most memorable comedies, Twins, Kindergarten Cop, and Junior, before scaling back his directorial work and increasing his role as a producer and executive producer. Reitman produced a wide range of films over several decades, culminating with 2021's Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was directed by son Jason Reitman. Reitman was set to return to the director's chair with a long gestating sequel to Twins, Triplets, with Tracy Morgan, joining original stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito as the pair's long-lost third brother. Production on Triplets was due to commence this year. The son of Hungarian Jews who survived the Holocaust, Ivan Reitman was born in Czechoslovakia in 1946, but grew up in Toronto, Canada, after his family fled Eastern Europe as refugees when he was 4 years old. Everyone from around the world will be giving out their condolences to the family and friends of Ivan Reitman. He will always be remembered for creating the team that busts the spooks, specters, and of course, ghosts. While Ivan Reitman may be gone, his legacy and the Ghostbusters legacy will live on through his family. Up next, IGN reports that what else is out there? Wanders an unseen narrator as the Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power teaser trailer fades in. It's a trailer's job to get viewers asking the right questions, but this feels like a particularly apt question given how little we know about the second age of Middle Earth. Leading into Super Bowl weekend, Amazon Prime Video began to drop all kinds of tidbits for the Rings of Power. We've learned characters' names, which, let's face it, half of the internet had guessed by the time they were released. More cast images, and have seen full pictures of some members of whatever odd fellowship will form. As Middle Earth transitions from its time of peace into what will become an endless war for the rest of the many creatures' entire lifespan. And remember, there's still way more to come so far as the reveals go. We know little about the Second Age because Tolkien wrote a little about it, and the series touts a huge 22-person main cast that will span multiple storylines throughout the Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power saga. The quick 60-second big game spot showcases a host of locales and gives us more of a glimpse at what will be the iconic moments in the series, like Marion's, the Anyur, who will become Sauron, body engulfed in flames. At least we assume that the man's chilling out in the fire, and Galadriel's accent. But the heady, character-driven stuff will be coming more down the line. This teaser seems to serve a different purpose. Storytelling is always a game of showing, not telling. You can hear over and over again that you're going to be taken back to Middle Earth, but that awe comes from spectacle. And that is perhaps the greatest success of this teaser trailer. It feels like The Lord of the Rings. While we learned of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power trailer well ahead of the Super Bowl, we had no way of knowing that it would be able to transport us back to a story many of us grew up with. Back are the sweeping forests, the grand palaces of the elves, and the grand caves and caverns of the dwarves. Like the Lord of the Rings trilogy before it, it seems that Rings of Power may once again succeed at balancing the serenity and dangers of Middle-earth. This teaser hints at the danger to come for the would-be leaders of their varied lands, though details are still pretty sparse for the upcoming series. We know that it will still show us Sauron, currently Mehron, rise to power while an unsuspecting Middle-earth sits in a time of peace. The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power will premiere on Amazon Video on the 2nd of September. At Shadows of the Past, the series pilot, will be directed by J.A. Bayona. The final reports of the day. Reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that Halo's original composers are suing Microsoft over unpaid royalties for using their music in the upcoming Halo TV series. Eurogamer reports that composers Marty O'Donnell and Mike Salvatore are suing Microsoft, claiming that he signed a contract with Microsoft that gives them 20% of profits for any use of their Halo music outside the games, such as in the Halo TV show, soundtrack sales, and so on. O'Donnell said that while Microsoft pays them quarterly, They believe the amount doesn't represent what they're owed through the true contract. O'Donnell told Eurogamer, if this is 20%, then it doesn't seem like Microsoft is really making much money. So we would say, could you guys tell us what the numbers are? And then they would just wouldn't. But sure enough, 4 months later, you would get another little check and just, here's your amount. Microsoft has stated that O'Donnell and Salvatore's Halo music were done as work for hire, meaning O'Donnell and Salvatore made the Halo music for Microsoft, with Microsoft retaining the copyright. Both parties will appear in a pre-trial for the case, which is due to take place on the 9th of May. Work for hire is a precedent where a creator like O'Donnell and Salvatore creates work for a company like Microsoft under that work. This is the same precedent that Marvel used to claim characters created by comic writers while working for Marvel. In the meantime, the Halo TV series is set to premiere on Paramount Plus on the 24th of March. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to the first episode of Hero Time in 2022. Join me again next week, where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Hero Time for all the pop culture news I post. And if you want to catch up on this week's episode of Hero Time, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast, on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Wooshka, and any other podcast services. My name is Russell. Thanks so much for listening. And for all the programs you love, keep it right to phoenixradio.com.au. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.